Today is Tuesday of Holy Week, the 26th of March. Community of Teze sing Jésus le Christ, Jesus Christ, inner light, do not let my darkness speak to me. Jesus Christ, inner light, let me welcome your love. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Having said this, Jesus was deeply disturbed and declared, "In all truth, I tell you, one of you is going to betray me." The disciples looked at each other, wondering whom he meant. The disciple Jesus loved was reclining next to Jesus. Simon Peter signed to him and said, "Ask who it is he means." So leaning back close to Jesus' chest, he said, "Who is it, Lord?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give the piece of bread that I dip in the dish." And when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. At that instant, after Judas had taken the bread, Satan entered him. Jesus then said, "What you are going to do, do quickly." None of the others at table understood why he said this. Since Judas had charge of the common fund, some of them thought Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or telling him to give something to the poor. But as soon as Judas had taken the piece of bread, he went out. It was night. When he had gone, Jesus said, "Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and in him God has been glorified. If God had been glorified in him, God will in turn glorify him in himself, and will glorify him very soon. Little children, I shall be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come." Simon Peter said, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Now you cannot follow me where I am going, but later you shall follow me." Peter said to him, "Why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you."
"Lay down your life for me," answered Jesus. "In all truth I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have disowned me 3 times.
Jesus' words are anguished. One of his friends will betray him. His disciples are bewildered. Surely he can't mean them. Yet that is the ambivalence so many of us experience. We love Jesus, but we betray him in different ways, even without wanting to. How do you feel as you imagine yourself in this scene? Peter is so confident that he will be the one to stand the test. Yet we know what will happen, both the denial and the wholehearted forgiveness. Have you faced tests in following Jesus? What do you want to say to him about this? As we enter this scene once more, allow it to touch into your own experience. How do you find yourself reacting or responding to Judas, to Jesus, to Peter?
"And when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. At that instant, after Judas had taken the bread, Satan entered him." Jesus then said, "What you are going to do, do quickly." None of the others at table understood why he said this. Since Judas had charge of the common fund, some of them thought Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or telling him to give something to the poor. But as soon as Judas had taken the piece of bread, he went out. It was night. When he had gone, Jesus said, "Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and in him God has been glorified. If God had been glorified in him, God will in turn glorify him in himself, and will glorify him very soon. "Little children, I shall be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come." Simon Peter said, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Now you cannot follow me where I am going, but later you shall follow me." Peter said to him, "Why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." "Lay down your life for me," answered Jesus. "In all truth I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have disowned me 3 times.
Jesus expresses heartfelt pain during this scene. Maybe it reminds us of broken relationships or other trials we have suffered. Or maybe it highlights what Jesus is prepared to suffer for us. Is there something you want to share with God about this? We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world.
Amen.